So I'm closing out with this segment today. Faith on the Rise. I've got a piece from CBS News they published that came out just yesterday, actually. And it says, heading into 2025, Americans are more hopeful than discouraged and more outright hopeful than they were heading into 2024. Like they've got, looking ahead to next year, how do you feel? 57% said hopeful. And then when they asked them, to what do you credit that? Among those that were hopeful, why? And it was things like Trump becoming president, family relationships, the economy. Among those who were discouraged, why was it Trump becoming president and in politics generally? The people who are most optimistic are, generally speaking, the Republicans. New Year's resolutions were the usual kind of things about health and exercise and all that. But, you know, the thing is, I really don't think you should ever say that your hope is based in a thing of this world, because it will disappoint you. If you put your hope in people, any people, if you put your hope solely in people, at some point you'll be disappointed. If you put your hope in a thing, an institution, guess what? You're going to wind up being disappointed at some point. But the thing that they call the rock is a faith-based perspective, a faith-based worldview, and in my case, I really do believe a faith in the living God whose son Jesus is born at Christmas. I believe he's the way, the truth, and the life. I have no problem saying it. And I honestly and truly believe that my life is better because of it. And you might even look at it and go, Phil, I don't know that I cottoned to all that. I mean, why would I assent to something that I can't see or touch? Well, I can't see the wind, but I can see the effects of the wind, right? I can't see everything about faith. Is a belief in things unseen. At the same time, I will tell you there are times in my life when I cannot explain what happened, except that it was something that I believe that God intervened on. And you can't take that away from me. If you took away everything in my life, you could not strip me of my own testimony. It's just the way it is. And I do believe that my salvation is assured, but I also really do believe the season that we're in is a part of the hopefulness as we come through that election, as we come through the politics, as we come through all of the mess we've been through the last 4 years, as we look at things that the left is still struggling to do. There's been like a war in the heavenlies, if you will. And I really do believe that we have been given a glimpse that things are going to be fresher in the year to come. I'm not saying it's going to be all easy and, you know, unicorns and rainbows. I'm not saying that at all. But I sense that there is a greater capability to deal with it, if that makes sense. Now, Cardinal Dolan from New York City, I've always appreciated his perspective. And Cardinal Dolan gave an interview recently to Maria Bartiromo. And he talked about this very thing. And I want to pick this up right around the 5:20-ish mark. It was a lengthy interview, and we'll do part of it now and maybe part of it after the break. But let's listen to what he had to say. Go ahead and play it.
People now are turning to faith than ever before.
They say that, and I am so happy to hear that. And what I'm happy to see, Maria, is that, what shall I say, experts and scholars who are not religiously driven are finding this out. They say, sales of the Bible, sales of books on spirituality are going up. And there seems to be a newfound appreciation for the role of faith, especially in our country, okay? I think President Trump tapped into that, don't you?
I do.
I mean, I've had talks with him before in the past where he's pretty blunt about, you know, he can't say that he was raised as a very zealous Christian, but he takes his Christian faith seriously. He has a lot of memories about Norman Vincent Peale, the famous preacher here in New York, down a ways on Fifth Avenue. And I think he means it. And I think the assassination attempts kind of renewed in him, oh my, there's something beyond me that I think is watching over me and has got a task for me. And what he expresses personally seems to be expressed more and more throughout the world. And that's part of America.
It's hard to explain, though, if it wasn't an act of God.
Let me stop there for a second. I love the way he said that's part of America. Yes, there are Christians in other parts of the world, but there are very few who can say they have an actual constitutional right to their faith-based beliefs. They have an actual constitutional right to worship and to assemble and to have a voice. And that voice can be about your faith, and that assembling can be for purposes of faith. That's one of the reasons why the COVID shutdowns were so egregious, because they weren't just shutting down businesses, they were shutting down churches. I mean, this is a violation of civil liberties. But I say all this to say, looking forward into the next 4 years, I will not tell you that Trump is a perfect person. I don't believe he is. There's not a perfect person. The only one who ever lived is the one we celebrate tomorrow, who was born in a manger. But the truth is this. There's a lot to be said for the way leadership allows an environment to be created. Leadership sets a tone. In the last 4 years, the Biden administration has done everything it can to claw away at traditions and faith-based positions and to strip back those things that we have held dear. Telling us that we have to, not that we should, but we have to accept that a man can be a woman, or that, you know, any number of things that we would like that abortion has to be accepted as just a right. You know, they campaigned. That was the sole issue they had for their campaign season. All that to say, leadership sets a tone. As goes the king, so goes the country, is one of the old sayings. And when you look at the way that the two leaders, Biden and Trump, set the tone, I believe that the Trump administration sets a far greater tone that allows for the increase of faith. I really do. And I join those who are hopeful for the coming year, not because I'm just a Trump acolyte, but because I believe there's been a lifting of the veil. I believe there's been a parting of the waters. I believe that we are looking at a time where we're going to see people who have been held back, suppressed even, in their faith, saying, yeah, I do believe. And I think we're going to see it resonate in our communities. I think we're going to see it resonate in our culture. We're going to take a break right now, but as we come back from this break, we will spend some time maybe unpacking a little more of what Cardinal Dolan had to say, and then head out into Christmas. You guys, we love you. We'll be right back. And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Just, I mean, like, man, making common sense like a superpower. Hey, we're going to go back to Cardinal Dolan just for a minute. I got a couple minutes here. I think I can take it. So let's go ahead and just play his thoughts on faith in America again.
I mean, President Trump, two assassination attempts, and one of them because he went like this, and it just missed him.
Yeah.
I mean, it's hard to explain other than it was God's work.
Yeah, you know, I think of, Maria, I think of Ronald Reagan and John Paul II. Both survived assassination attempts very close to one another. And when the two of them met for the first time, Ronald Reagan said to Pope St. John Paul II, Mother Teresa told me that she thinks the Lord spared me because the Lord has something special in mind for me. And Pope St. John Paul II smiled and said, she told me the same thing. And they both believed that. And look what they were able to accomplish.
Yeah.
The world was changed. The world was changed for the better because of them.
I mean, there seems to be a movement underway to acknowledge how powerful and important our faith is.
Yes, yeah. And what it is, I think, is Americans are good at reacting to tired caricatures.
Yes,
you know
good.
What I mean. I think we saw that in the last election.
Yep.
And one of the caricatures that seemed to overtake American culture was that religion was superstitious at best, toxic at worst. Hmm. And if somebody was so weak that they needed religion, okay, that's fine for an hour on the Sabbath, but don't bring it into the public square. Don't bring it into it's private. And we know in the United States that religion, it's personal, but it's never private, because what we profess as people of faith, we bring graciously, humbly, lovingly to the public square. So that caricature of religion being nasty and destructive and harmful and antiquated, I think Americans are saying we don't like that caricature.
So what do you want to say to people?
Stop it there. And that I thought that was a great part of setting the tone that I talked about. Was Biden allowed for the last 4 years for the caricature of Christianity to be about Christian nationalism and extremism and all the things and how, you know, and the things that we stand for were just, you know, like all of a sudden you've got, you can't speak out about anything that violates your faith, even though it's your faith and you're supposed to be allowed the right to speak because you have the constitutional right to do so. But no, you can't do that. And they were going to wind up changing the regulations, changing the laws, mandating things, even to the point of people losing their jobs because they just weren't, you know, in the same mind. But never mind that it was a violation of their faith. All that to say, I really do believe we're going to see a different tone for the next 4 years, and I'm encouraged by it. And I know many of y'all are too. And it's not just about politics; it's about what the leadership tone is as we go forward that I think is so important. All right, well, listen, I got to get a couple of texts here real quick. Thomas Mathen says, sincerely wishing everyone in the entire Right Side Media empire a blessed Christmas tide and epiphany. He said, to quote Tiny Tim, God bless us, the Right Side Ruffians, and y'all beyond, everyone. Brian from Huntsville, I'm sorry, yeah, he says, term limits, yeah, forcing people to pass the baton, absolutely. Jeff from Arab says, great show today, Phil. Just wanted to tell you, JP, and all the Right Side Ruffians, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Thank you very much. And you, same to you. And John from Huntsville says, JP gets an A+ for his fantastic performance. Ernie Yarborough gets an A++ for his spectacular performance, which means today's winner is obviously Phil with an A++. There was no point deductions, even though he came very close. Congratulations and Merry Christmas. Listen, we love you guys. You're an amazing audience. May the Lord God just bless you and keep you. May you just enjoy this season that we're in right now. And remember that Jesus is the reason for the season. Gift giving and all that is wonderful. And enjoy the time. But don't forget that there is a purpose and a meaning to the days that we are in. And I'm encouraged for the coming year. And a part of that is because of y'all and because the Ruffian family is going to also expand when we add Chattanooga. In the meantime, have an amazing time. And don't forget, there are indeed more of us than there are of them. God is still on his throne. Y'all stay in the fight. We'll see you.